I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and I am sitting here today with Dr. Lyndon Jones, who is the director of the Center for Ocular Research and Education, or CORE, at the University of Waterloo. Lyndon, thanks so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome, Gretchen. Thanks for the opportunity to have a chat.
Well, I understand that there's some new research out that you are part of that's talking about contact lenses and how we can do a whole lot more than slap it on some corneas to correct refractive error. So some of these things we might have talked about a little bit, some of them aren't so new, but some of them are very new. So can you tell me a little bit about what this research is?
Yeah, so this basically comes out of a review paper that's just been published as part of the BCLA, so the British Contact Lens Association's CLEAR review series. So these are a variety of papers that basically cover contemporary contact lens practice, and I think they'll become the future of what people are looking at in terms of defining things like contact lens complications and solutions and material interactions. But one of those papers looks at something really quite different, and that is the potential future opportunities for contact lenses beyond, as you just said, correcting refractive error. And there's actually a lot of opportunities now around because of things like nanotechnology and miniaturization that enable us to really look at great opportunities for contact lenses moving forward.
Can you give me a little detail on some of these about, such as if we're doing disease detection or if we're looking at this nanotechnology, how would that apply? And what will this mean for ODs after these products come to market?
Yeah, great questions there, Gretchen. So basically, if we look at the potential future options, the kind of really three major areas. The first is in the detection of disease. Now, we've already got a commercially available device already, the TriggerFish, which basically measures the intraocular pressure, uses a strain gauge. So it's basically got an onboard variety of electronics, which measures the pressure within your eye and then offboards that information to a little recorder that you wear around your neck and gives you basically cycling of your intraocular pressure over a long period of time. So that's already commercially available, developed by a Swiss company. It's got FDA approval. And because of those kind of technologies, we're now looking at other ways of being able to detect disease as well. And that's covered in this review paper. Some of the things that really will be very interesting relate to things like sensing of analytes within the tear film to look for things like diabetes, so glucose monitoring of the tear film. And people have been trying to do that for quite some time, but now we've got basically through some of the new technologies, a much better way of being able to do that. Even things that again seem almost impossible to do, things like detecting biomarkers related to cancer. There are a number of biomarkers that are elevated within the tear film if you have certain types of cancer throughout your body. And again, through nanotechnology, the contact lens can actually detect those and then offboard that information to warn you if those have been elevated in your tear film. And another area relates to things like dry eye disease. Again, we know that dry eye disease basically has a large amount of inflammatory components related to it. And again, some of these contact lens materials are now soak up some of those inflammatory mediators and tell us if those have been elevated as well. So that's the first area, relates to detection of disease. The next one, which I think is also really exciting for optometry, relates to the management of disease. So imagine if you had a contact lens that could actually deliver to your eye over an extended period of time a particular drug to treat a disease. Now, typically at the moment, if we're looking to treat a disease, the way that we do that, of course, is by using drops. Drops are not a great way of actually managing disease. First of all, patients have got to remember to put them in. Secondly, when they do put them in, often they don't put them in very well. There's a lot of overspill. And thirdly, they drain off the ocular surface really quickly. You know, most drugs only last around about 20 minutes or so. So what would be ideal is to take a contact lens, load it up with a drug, put it on your eye, have it controlled such that the drug elutes from the lens over a period of time, whether that be over a day or whether it be ideally over maybe a week or so, would be ideal. Now, again, sounds like science fiction. It's not. In fact, interestingly, just this week, we've heard that Johnson & Johnson have, through their Theravision lens, actually had exactly that concept approved in Japan.
Good timing, huh, for your paper.
I know, just put, I mean, really, you know, thanks J&J for basically, you know, waiting for our paper to come out.
Excellent.
It's pretty amazing that it's the same week. But basically the Theravision lens, for those of you who haven't heard about that yet, again, great concept, ketotifen. So so basically an anti-allergy drug that basically elutes from the contact lens over a period of a day and helps with those patients who have itchy eyes. So that's a daily disposable lens that releases an anti-allergy component. So that's the second great concept. The third, again, sounds maybe a little bit more futuristic, and that's related to, again, the ability of us now to be able to incorporate into contact lenses optical components, which can actually help with things like head-up displays. Mm-hmm. They can be used in patients who've got low vision, so as a magnifying lens of some description, and even the potential for sort of AI and ways of being able to, for example, be able to read your text without looking at your phone, but actually having it beamed onto your eye. And again, we heard really back last year, Mojo Vision producing this concept within a contact lens. So again, lots of new technology that sound crazy, but hey, companies are really working on this. And that's what this paper does. It actually reviews all of the technology. So for those of you who are interested in these kind of alternative concepts, take a read. The paper's free to download from the BCL agent.
We'll include the link below the video so people can click to read it. So this is all really exciting stuff. Do you have any new information on, say, materials? Is that going to be changing coming down the pike? Do you think the materials are going to be changing any of how these things are adapted or incorporated? Are we looking at any of that?
Well, some of the technologies, because of the fact they have to be kept dry, some of the miniaturization and some of the battery components, the electronic components, for example, it's actually quite difficult to incorporate them into conventional materials. So some of those are going to have to be incorporated into things like scleral lenses. And so we're definitely going to see some of these being in a scleral format. Some of them will be in a silicone format that, again, resists water. We are going to be starting to see new contact lens technologies, not so much in this space, but there are, again, you know, some future really exciting materials that contact lens companies are working on that primarily look at driving that great problem with contact lenses, of course, discomfort. So we are seeing more and more projects being looked at to try and improve comfort, particularly towards the end of the day. So we will see that coming in the next couple of years for sure. Not so much in this space, but again, you know, more broadly, right. Of course, that will help with the contact lens market as well.
This sounds really exciting, Lyndon. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.